arise, move, and appear before Tommy, and make Tommy a partaker of the knowledge of this realm known as Za.
So, I'm outside like a burial chamber, like a bit like Newgrange. And above it is a star, but it's a pentagram and it's upside down. And it goes in and out of like the goat head Baphomet type image. It's like a star and then dims to that and goes back. I look to my left and there's a line of people all the way to like infinity on my left. I look to my right and there's no one. Just fields. But there's the ocean kind of over the horizon. We all walk, step together towards the mound. And I can see it now from above, and it's like a big circle with the mound at the top and almost like a clock hand of all the people. And it moves to the 12 o'clock position. And now I'm standing behind everyone and they're all in front of me going into the entrance. And then everyone else disappears and it's just me. I look at my hands, the palms and then the backs of my hands. They don't look like my hands. I'm looking around me as if I'm looking for someone. It's getting dark. There's like the horned god appears, huge horns, black cloak, skull face, but it's empty. He's pointing at the grave very forcefully. And then pointing at me and then pointing at the tomb. So I'm best going. The entrance is smaller than I am, so I have to bend down. It's pitch black. And I see a flame up ahead. And I see the horned god pointing again. He's holding a torch. He's standing behind me. He's pointing directly in front of him, as if he's marching me towards something. There's a big circular stone like table in the middle of a circular room. There's passages off to each direction. It's almost like a bowl, like a baptismal font. It's huge. He puts his torch in the middle of it. And then he points to his left and to his right, but not as forcefully, kind of pointing down on the ground. And then points in the other directions. As if to say that the choice is mine. So I seem to be going to the one that's behind him. So it would be to the left of the one I came in. There's skulls. And the passage is much smaller again, so I really have to hunch that. It's like a circular passage, and it's like a T-junction. I have my hand on the side of the wall, walking down. It seems like it's almost like a sewer with the water beneath me. So there's hands making a circular motion, like going together, holding together to make a circle. And an eye that turned into like a spaceship. Some big black cloud. Up in the sky, but it seems to have intelligence. It's pulsing. It turns into a big hand, like the hamster hand. There's a guy with a sword. And there's kind of a sense, in one way, that there's a tree. Listen to that. Not necessarily that I took the wrong exit, but that I would have had better answers with a different exit. Or a different tunnel. But maybe that's because I'm like expecting something different than what is happening. There's a huge diamond now in front of me, kind of hovering there. What it looks like is like a save point from a computer game. And I've kind of turned into like an Indiana Jones character. So it feels like the image is kind of degrading into something like a bit like a parody, like a bit like a joke. I'm back in the room with the horn god. There's loads of kind of shadows in front of my eyes. He's pointing, he's telling me to get out. Not angrily, but just saying, you have to leave now. I'm outside and it's daytime again. He's shaking his head at me and then walks away. And I'm kind of laughing. That's it.